Another choice of distribution channel, we are focusing and looking at the competitor activity. Don't forget that we are into the business. There is a competition, and then you keep an eye on your competitor's activity, because your competitor are an additional awareness creator for a market. Because if there are two people promoting certain product, there is great awareness through two distribution channel or through two producers who will create an understanding. So competitor activity, how a competitor distributing their product, you also try to match if you are producing and selling the identical product through your distribution channel. But there, the conflict of interest comes in. So if you appoint the same person who is selling your competition, then the conflict of interest is a major criteria. Further, the coverage and access to market segment is another choice a distribution channel would pick up for. It can a retailer access potential customer more efficient than the tour operator themselves? Question here is, the coverage and access to market segment, will the distributor will be having more connectivity in the market, or even the major segment has an access? So if the producer or the tour operator doesn't have much access, then they better go for a distribution channel who are marketing expert. A product of Germany to be sold in India, if they directly sell it, they may not be able to understand the needs of a particular market, and so on. And also, choice would depend on the image. Does the retailer support the image created by the tour operator or not? It's a brand awareness the tour operator has created. And as a result, does the retailer support that image? Or just they are working as a hoarder and then sell the product? So that damages the tour operator brand. Now we come to a very important topic of GDS, Global Distribution System. First, we must understand what is Global Distribution System. A Global Distribution System is a network operated by company that enables automated transaction between third parties and booking agent in order to improve travel-related services to end users. Let's read this again. A global distribution system is a network operated by a company that enables automated transaction between third party and booking agents in order to provide travel-related service to an end consumer. So GDS exists with the travel agent. All the services that are available as a major segment, be an airline or a major tour operator or hotel, are available into their own system as a product, as a major segment. Now, the global distribution system make an entry into the systems of the major segment, meaning the GDS providers will enter through the distribution channel and a network through internet. They will have an access into the system of the airline, hotel, and the tour operator. And from there, they will pick up what they want and sell it to the end user. So GDS is some sort of an intermediary having an access. Let me put this as an example for you to understand, dear student. From ATM machine, You have an ATM card of a specific bank, say Access Bank. You have an account with Access Bank somewhere in India, and you are staying in Mumbai. You are going to an ATM machine, which is not an Access Bank ATM, which is, say, a bank ATM of State Bank of India. You insert your ATM debit card into that ATM machine. The ATM machine will read through your ATM card and enter electronically as a distributor into the account of yours in Access Bank. And if you are there with the SBI ATM machine, your account is in Access Bank. So the State Bank of India's ATM will peep into your Access Bank account electronically, get the money, debit your account there, dispense that money to you from the ATM machine, and you get the money without going to bank. This is how GDS work. A passenger walks into a travel agent, and then instead of the travel agent selling the product, the travel agent becomes buyer on behalf of his customer. And travel agent buys with the help of GDS from the supplier, who is a hotelier, airline, or a tour operator. And then as a seller, the travel agent would sell it to the traveler who has approached to the travel agent, and the travel agent has helped to get all these transactions done thanks to GDS. So you understood the system, global distribution system. GDS can link services, rates, booking, consolidating product and services across all three travel sectors, like airline reservation system, hotel reservation system, call center, or its activity. So GDS is neither buyer nor a seller. It's an intermediary. GDS buys from, we mentioned, hotel, car rental, and airline, and sell it to the end user, and that with the help of the GDS system. So the three major global systems are coming in front of us now. Please note this. Most of the transaction that happen when you buy electronically from a travel agent, they will have one of these three major global distribution systems. It could be Amadeus, or can be Sabre, or Travelport that takes care of, like Galileo, etc. They are all public companies today, meaning they have an access to different system of airlines, hotel, and the tour operator. What I'm referring you here, that airline, hotel, and the car rental company plus tour operator, they have their own central reservation system. Like I mentioned, you have an Access Bank card, so your account is in Access Bank. So airline, hotel have their own central reservation system. And the distribution system mentioned here, like Amadeus, Sabre, Travelport, are the distribution system. So they enter electronically into all their central reservation system, pick up the detail, book for you flight, hotel, car rental, tour, and make arrangement and pay it back to you. So today these three are leaders in North America and European global travel distribution system landscape: Amadeus, Sabre, and Travelport. They have established a great GDS system, and any travel agents around the world cannot be a successful travel agent or any tour operator, whichever, if they don't have all one of these three systems. So revenue for all of them from air booking in particular, they earn huge margin by charging license fees, service fees, and transaction fees for booking and access to their network. Dear student, we have been understanding the global distribution system, how it works, how does it function. So by this detailed explanation that I have given to you, by this time you would have understood the meaning of global distribution system. As I mentioned, most travel agents, and in recent time, many corporate, some of the embassies are also installing global distribution system. Global system also has the opportunity to link with ticketing part, but the corporate who have this global distribution system will approach a travel agent for ticketing because they can't hold a ticket stock. They are just corporate. Some of the embassies install these type of global distribution system due to confidentiality of their reservation. Some of the major corporate and hospitals also, where there are huge number of international passengers and doctors who keep traveling, have also installed global distribution system. So today these three major leaders in North America and Europe have system, GDS system called Amadeus, Sabre, and Travelport. And all the revenue generated from the booking are, in particular, they earn huge amount because they get not only as a rental and fees for installation from the travel agent or corporate or hospital, whoever installed, but they also get some fee and some charges, some benefit from airline and hotel. So here we have another cut. So this chart in front of you, global distribution system for tourism picked up from SCIF, this tells you in detail how things work. So the three names I gave you are there, provider of, and they approach. All of them are working for major service provider. And in a result, the end user consumer who gets all these services from in form of travel agency, in form of a corporate, or in form of any hospital, embassy, etc., will have taken this GDS system. I mentioned it to you that if they are not travel agent, still they can get a connection of a GDS simply to support their travel needs, their information, availability, knowledge, etc., through this global system. There are partitions of information, bundle of information in this global distribution system. They not only provide the required hotel or room or car rental, but they also have a partition wherein a travel agent can obtain information with regard to visas for different companies. This global system, global distribution system, also share information on health documentation that are required, like yellow fever vaccination or any other health-related shots to be taken by passengers, regard to visa, transit visa, visa on arrival, and so many such systems. So this global system, global distribution system is in a sort of a must be or must require system that many travel agents have paid for and subscribed for it. So global distribution system for tourism, let's take an example. A typical GDS system shows how travel providers like airlines, hotels, and car rental connect with travel agencies and other distributors. The system acts as a central reservation network, allowing agency to access real-time basis and book services for their client. Let's imagine a scenario. A passenger walks in to a travel agent. The travel agent has one of these GDS installed in his office. And he says, I want to know flight going to London from Mumbai on a specific date. The travel agent enters into the system what consumer has asked. He will search how many airlines are flying from Mumbai to Dubai or Mumbai to London, as he has asked, what different airlines, what are their different schedule, what are the flight number, what services they offer, and in turn informs the passenger. Passenger picks up one of them. On a real-time basis, the travel agent would book that flight, and while the passenger is sitting in front of him, will share the confirmation saying, you requested for this seat, and that has been confirmed. The travel agent also asks, do you want me to book a hotel in the city you are flying to? And he says, yes. He enters, goes into various hotel rooms available with different pricing, name of the hotel, etc., etc. The retailer, the passenger says, I love to book up this hotel, say Sheraton. They book deluxe room Sheraton. Immediately while passenger is saying, in a real-time basis, the response comes in and the travel agent, with the help of GDS, which has entered into the central reservation system, pass on the confirmation coming in from hotel reservation. So if you can imagine this whole scenario, in a real-time basis, the GDS help in entering into central reservation system on a real-time basis, confirm everything to the end user or a passenger. So the key component including the GDS platform are travel providers and travel agencies with the system facilitating communication and transaction between them. So I've given a lot of explanation to you. GDS platform, it provides access on a real-time inventory. A passenger need not wait. The passenger would be told, yes, Emirates Airline flies at 8 o'clock in the morning. Air India flies at 10 p.m. Air India, British Airways flight in the afternoon. Aircraft of Air India is Boeing 787. British Airways also has British Boeing 787, as again Emirates having Airbus. All this on the basis of real-time information and real inventory. So global distribution system for tourism, the travel providers, they are the entries offering travel services such as airline like American Airlines, Lufthansa, hotel like Marriott, Hilton, just to name few. There are a huge number. You will be amazed to see the number of hotels participating with the GDS and the airline who are into the system. Most IATA airline, low-cost carrier, all exist in the GDS system. So you can imagine the scenario at the fingerprint end user, a traveler gets all the information, including car rental companies given here like Avis and Hertz. So global distribution system for tourism, the travel agencies benefit out of it. They get both online and offline, use the GDS, as I just explained. They search, book travel services on behalf of their client while they are sitting or while they are on the phone. And if that inquiry has come through an email, the response can be given in a span of time. Very quick, real-time information can be shared. You will be amazed to learn that they also can confirm other services that passenger is asking for, like a wheelchair request, like a specific type of a meal. All can be entered through the system, GDS, and can be passed on to airline. If the passenger speak no English and need assistance, that information can also be done through GDS system. So communication flow is very fast. The system allows travel agency also to query the GDS for specific travel options. I would like to have morning flight information only. I would like to have information of the passenger's choices. He would like to fly in the night. All that comes in. And then the booking process starts. Once the travel agency select the option, the GDS facilitates the booking, as I was just explaining, including reservation confirmation, issuance of ticket, or booking confirmation. So if the passenger is ready to pay instantly, there will be a ticket that can be issued on behalf of a passenger, because GDS system, if the agent has an IATA license, then they are also connected with issuance of ticket. So instantly, the ticket can also be issued to the passenger. In case of the corporate or hospital who use this reservation system, they have their separate travel agent where they will go with the booking and get the ticket issued. So here again, today the main player still dominate the North American and Europe global travel distribution system are Sabre, Amadeus, and Travelport. And Sabre is one of the travel industry's largest global distribution system, along with Amadeus and Travelport. Travelport is private, of course. Together, these three companies comprises 97% of all travel booking worldwide. Look at this, 97. Only 3% goes through the system as per this statistic. Rest are all coming through GDS. Well, here is a system to you that explain different things. Let me explain to you, Kat. Dear student, the GDS system here is explained to you that in the beginning that Sabre, Amadeus, and Travelport, look at this. The distribution system has an access to how many of the airline? 420 airlines are there in the system of Sabre. Amadeus has something like 490. And Travelport has an access to over 400 airlines. And likewise, as I mentioned, they have huge number of hotels. I told you, you will be shocked, over 100. It's about 1 million hotel rooms are in the system. 770,000 in Amadeus and 615 Travelport. Look at this. At the car rental, 40,000 locations are available in the Sabre system, 42,000 Amadeus, and 36,000 locations are there in Travelport. All are there Now you can see some of the cruise liners have gone into the system. And the cruise liners, 20 cruise liners are there in Sabre, 21 in Amadeus, and 50 cruise liners in Travelport. Please note that some of them are common. For example, if Air India is in Sabre, Air India is also in Amadeus, and Air India is also in Travelport. It's not that Sabre has exclusive right for a specific airline and Amadeus has an exclusive. No, they could be possibly with all of them, including some international railways have gone into the system, you can see. 50 companies are having their central reservation system put up in Sabre and 43 companies in Amadeus, and only 19 companies have access to Travelport. They may be common in all three of them, but if they have more, which means they have command, as we just now said, Sabre has the biggest control for hotel rooms and car rental company and cruise liner. Because most cruise liners we know are based in America, and Sabre is a predominant reservation system prevailing in North America. Whereas Amadeus has more access to airlines, 490 airlines. With this detailed presentation of different airline participating and allowing access through GDS, we conclude today's lecture. It was pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much for listening to me. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. Thank you very much.